This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What does it mean by the statement of Allah that mankind has been created weak? This is an ayah from Surah An-Nisa where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. That Allah intends to lighten the burden for you, and indeed mankind has been created weak. This verse is actually in the middle of the verses that speak about laws related to marriage and so on and so forth. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He intends to lighten the burden for human beings, which is why He has given us these laws. So basically what this means is that since the human being is a weak creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him or has given mankind laws that they can actually handle. So the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given are considerate of human weaknesses and human limitations. They're not such laws that people cannot handle, that people cannot observe. They're not impossible. And in this ayah, basically, human limitations are being acknowledged. This is not an insult or a condemnation of human beings. This is a healthy acknowledgement and acceptance of human limitations. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions in his book, Tariq al-Hijratain, explaining this ayah, that this is weakness, meaning the human being is weak in his physical form, in his body. The human being is weak in his strength also. The human being is weak in his knowledge, in his resolve, and also in his patience. And this is something that is true. Compared to many creatures, human beings are weak in their physical capacity and also in other areas. So this is an acknowledgement, and this is something that we should also accept, because only when we accept and understand our boundaries can we live life to the fullest. So the purpose of this ayah is to show that the laws of Islam are practical, they're considerate of human strengths and weaknesses.